Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipes and topic of conversation is cilantro. There are very few things in the world of herbs and spices that evoke as strong an opinion and feeling as those generated by cilantro. Love it or hate it, it's a fundamental flavor ingredient in many a recipe. I freely admit that I belong to the not-so-fond-of-it group. To me, it tastes like a cross between parsley and soap. Still, I do find it occasionally does really perk up a dish, and quite a few of my friends and readers and listeners really adore this stuff. I've always known that cilantro is part of the coriander family, and it's sometimes referred to as Chinese parsley. What I didn't know was that it was front and center in recipes from around the world. Coriander is used in Middle Eastern, Mediterranean, Central and South American, Indian, Mexican, Chinese, and African cuisine, and so is cilantro. You can get cilantro year-round, and it looks sort of like a flat-leaf parsley. The best way to tell if you're getting cilantro is to smell it. The leaves should be bright, green, crisp, and just really avoid anything that looks even remotely wilted. You store it in the refrigerator for up to a week. Just cut off the ends and plunk it in a jar full of water. Cover it loosely with a plastic bag. I suggest that you change out the water every other day. You can, of course, store it in a plastic bag, but it won't stay fresh as long. There are a lot of health benefits associated with eating cilantro, and it's considered a really good addition to any diet due to its anti-inflammatory properties. It's also been shown to help lower blood pressure, and it's a great source of fiber, magnesium, and iron. So even though I'm not cilantro's biggest fan, and I have tons of readers who can't live without the stuff, I'm going to give you a recipe that's just a little bit different and let you know that cilantro works in a many, many wonderful ways. This is an avocado and cilantro pasta. You need about 2.5 cups of pasta shells or bow ties, 4 cups of chicken stock or broth or water, 4 stalks of celery finely chopped, 2 avocados mashed, 1 tablespoon of chopped cilantro leaves, 1 cup white cheddar cheese grated, and 1.5 to 1 cup of pine nuts that are toasted. For the dressing, you'll need 1 tablespoon of rice wine vinegar, 2/3 of a cup of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of lemon or lime juice, the zest of a lemon or 1 lime. You need 1/2 teaspoon of coriander, 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, and cilantro leaves to garnish. Cook the pasta in the stock until it's al dente, about 8 to 10 minutes. That means it should be still a little bit of a bite to the noodle when you bite into it. You need to drain it and rinse it. Place the pasta in a large bowl and toss it with 1 tablespoon of olive oil. In another bowl, combine the celery, avocado, garlic, and cilantro and set it aside. Make the dressing by combining all of the ingredients in a small bowl or a tightly lidded jar. Whisk or shake to combine. Toss the dressing with the celery-avocado mixture. When the pasta has cooled, add the dressing to the pasta and stir to coat. Add the cheese and pine nuts and toss gently again. Season with salt and pepper to taste and garnish with the cilantro leaves. You can make this ahead of time and refrigerate it or serve it immediately. It serves 6. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. You can contact me at nipr.fm or ezTlog, that's Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. And you can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at www.jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.